this goddamn car.
Ah, I want to fuck bitches. I don't want to have ass cancer. You got to get angry. You got to find your humanity. And you got to start fucking bitches.
Mega faggot.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Negus.
One more time?
Negus.
My brain is like oatmeal.
You know when you open the door to my room, a big old cloud of weed smoke be billowing out.
And I don't like her now. And the next thing I'm going to do is leave. So all of you.
Record.
Shit.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the racist podcast show. What's the name of the show again?
Don't Show Your Mother Show.
Yeah, don't tell my mom about this show.
Tell Keegan's mom. Don't tell my mom.
No, don't tell my mom.
you should.
No.
It's probably her favorite podcast. She doesn't even know it's you.
Yeah, she doesn't know anything.
She listens to the whole thing. She's like, wow, this guy's really talented.
Who is this guy?
In a drunken stupor.
Yeah, her eye, you know. I've told you about how when my mom gets drunk, she fucking, like, one eye, like, closes halfway, and the corners of her eyes, like, slope down.
Dude, it's
awesome. Who are these guys? They're really funny.
Wow, they're really good.
They're really funny.
Should we get your mom on the show?
Fuck no.
I'd get my mom on the show.
Fuck no.
We give my mom a couple shots, and she'll start calling people faggots. I'm prepared. You know what I'm starting to get fucking sick of, dude? We're going right into this. You go to the store, all the different things that people throw into the refrigerator when you buy them, avocados, bananas, oranges, apples, they're all sitting out, unrefrigerated.
Yeah.
People buy them and then put them in the fridge. And they're like, fuck, it's rotten. It's been 6 hours. It rots in the fucking fridge. It's kind of bizarre because they tricked me. I'd get apples and put them in the fridge and they'd rot in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But they're just sitting out. They could just sit out. It's sitting on a tree for most of its life, out in the sun.
Out in the wilderness.
And then we're like, oh, shit, let's put it in a fridge. And then it turns into something you could fuck.
Yeah, because it's, like, cold and, like, I don't know what does something to the certain fruits and shit. Like
the moisture in the air.
It's, like, it's the moisture. Like, it fucks up the fruit or whatever. I can't believe your fucking roommate put bananas in the fridge.
Bananas?
Dumb.
There's only one place to put bananas. And when they're black and shriveled, you put them in the freezer. And then you make banana bread. And you make banana bread.
Yeah.
See, you're a person. The creature I live with is not a person and is an animal.
The cretin. The hatchet-faced cretin.
Just come home drunk. They're like, wah, wah, wah. And you're like, oh, God.
And you're like, dude, I'm trying to make macaroni and cheese and fucking jerk off before I go to bed.
Literally, yes.
And then I have to do it all over again tomorrow.
I'm also drunk, but I'm a cool drunk where I'm like just sad.
Yeah.
And just be like, damn, this fucking sucks. And then she comes in like, what you want?
And it's like, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm trying to beat my schmeat and fucking watch a Tubi movie for fuck's sake.
Tubi movie. He's back.
Tubi.
To be continued.
Have you seen those Tubi movies?
They're fucking shitty.
They're so fucking bad. They're so funny.
It's like reality show where everyone doesn't have legs.
That's like the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to fucking sit and we're going to watch like 4 Tubi movies back to back. Like that's what we're going to do.
I'm down.
And then we'll come back next week and tell everybody about the 4.
Share the spoils.
The 4 hit flicks that we've seen.
On Ramfuck Island.
Yeah, and then we'll tell you if they made us come or not.
They didn't.
They didn't.
Because they all have disabled people. It's like, what if cleft palates were hot and they suck dick?
Yeah, it's like, I'm in a hood and I'm in a wheelchair, but my baby mama fucked my baby daddy, and now I've got 3 baby daddy mommies.
Yep. It's a fucking Dr. Seuss classic.
Yeah, it's a Dr. Seuss classic.
One
bitch, 2 bitch, 3 bitch, 4 bitch. Fuck them all, bitch.
the deadbeat dilemma.
Yeah. Story of my life.
Deadbeat head meat.
Deadbeat
red
head
cleats.
Meat.
Fred cheeks.
I'm mad we're not in the fucking
The garage.
The garage.
The garage.
Because I can't smoke cigarettes in here. I mean, I could, but...
Yeah, go for it.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I have a candle. It's fine.
Your roommate would definitely come home and be like, dude, what the fuck?
Okay, she has swallowed semen on the couch you're sitting on now. I don't think she'd care. Blow smoke in her plant's face.
Why do you have to remind me this is like a cum couch? This is like an orgy couch or something.
Oh, no, yeah. It's been fucked on.
This was like in a swinger's house, and then it was in her house.
It was, yeah.
Which is also probably a swinger's house.
Yes, yes. I've been asked to do orgies many times.
We're like, no, dog.
No, I'll jerk.
No, I'd rather cut myself in my room alone listening to Evanescence.
Yeah. Yeah. I washed the couch, though. What's funny is this one hasn't been cum done yet, but it's so uncomfortable. I'd rather sit on the cum couch.
Yeah, well, too bad. I'm already sitting on it.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Speaking of cutting myself, I put a piece of copper in the tip of my finger on accident and just, like, shoved it in. Not quite an inch, but, like, a fourth of an inch deep. And when it made the sound of it going in and what it felt like, it kind of felt like a needle going through an apple.
More like a dick going into your ass.
No, that's not. It's not crispy. I have a crispy ass, Keegan.
It took me a while to hit
Get
the button.
Get the fuck out.
It took me a while to hit the button. I had to switch it.
Now.
By the way, this is also the new equipment.
This is the new equipment New Year's podcast.
Yeah. Because you're gay.
Well, we probably are going to post the last one because you're so adamant about that episode. And that is the new equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one should be the new one.
Listen, I'll fucking figure it out. I'll post them in whatever fucking order I want to post them in.
What if you did 10 seconds of each back to back for an hour?
Yeah, just every 10 seconds it flips.
To like,
so you don't even know what the conversation is?
From drunken stupor to hangover.
Yeah, man, just fucking... Blah, blah, and then it's like, I'm fucking gay.
Yep.
I'm fucking gay.
Welcome to the Calm Ass Podcast.
Welcome to the Serenity Podcast, where we'll be doing ASMR today.
Let's crucify my roommate's cat.
And shave its nuts off.
Oh, dude, what if we shave the razor. Cat? Should we shave the cat?
With a straight razor?
No, I don't want to cut it.
Should we use, like, garden shears?
I think I have an electric razor. Like, it could be done safely and funnily. Funnily.
Nah, but it can't be done safely. It's got to be unsafe. And
I'm saying we knock the cat out first with a bat, and then we shave. What's not
I'm
safe
saying,
about
I'm
that?
I'm saying we just barge in there. We grab a fucking a butter knife, and we go to town. We go to town.
A hot butter knife.
Yeah.
Just pet it with a knife.
And we'll just use, like, lube and fucking
the cat's
friction.
Probably freaky. I guess we're probably just gets turned on by something like that.
Dude.
Knife play, and then it just passes out of an orgasm.
Yeah.
And then we shave it. And then we shave that pussy.
Shave that motherfucking pussy, bitch.
Shave it. Shave it now.
Shave it's that motherfucking pussy, bitch.
There we go. We're back.
You do anything interesting lately?
What about, I mean, it's got to be more gay to fuck a unshaven pussy than it is to suck a penis that's shaven.
No, I think it's pretty straight to fuck a shaved pussy, dog.
I think that's the most... said unshaven, you fuck. A hairy pussy. Fuck a hairy pussy or suck a bald cock.
I still think that's straighter than sucking a cock.
But there's more equal.
No.
God, you are... Welcome to the show where we're real and everything makes sense.
No, I'm a veto whatever the fuck you just said right now. And in fact, I respect women and I don't talk about them in that way.
How about you veto that bill on my fucking cock, you monkey?
How about you veto these nuts in your mouth? Because I'm about to stuff them in.
Keto style. Sucking cock keto style. I can't eat it. God, you're disgusting. It's going to be great. I spent the last, like, 4 days on, like, a bender, kind of.
Yeah, your brother was in town?
Every day, yeah.
You guys were fucking gooning.
It was pretty sick.
You guys were gooning hard.
Yeah, we were gooning.
You had a fucking hard goon sesh.
We were fucking shit up. It was pretty cool.
Edging.
Yeah. We had... So
playing with your fucking...
Let me paint the stage of this one. All right. I already told you this one, but we're going to tell it again. because it is pretty good. Outside of gas station, I just walk out. Brother's in the car. He's been watching these two dudes and a girl on a bench outside. The two dudes want to fuck her, and they're competing. They're basically getting their feathers out. They're like peacocking a little bit. He tells me this, and I'm like, oh, shit. So I pull a condom out of my wallet, and as we're driving past, I throw it at him and just say, good luck, fuckers. And, I mean, the funniest part about this is the look of dread on everyone's face.
You could see the embarrassment on those kids' faces.
Oh, yeah. And not a lick of embarrassment on me, or shame, for that matter. I live in a shameless culture. I will do anything I want if it's funny. I had half a gall to use the condom on the girl there. And fuck them in front of them and say, listen, this is how it's done.
You know, it's funny. We both.
You don't try to woo them. You rape them. That's how it's done.
You show up in the middle of the night. You bum rush them with a gun and you take what you want.
Exactly. It's out of a gas station.
Now, listen, I don't do that to women because I respect them or whatever the fuck. And,
yeah.
Anyways, women. It's funny that you say that because I did have like a yelling out of the car experience too recently.
Recently,
yeah.
What'd you got?
Because I was on my way home from my grandparents because it was the fucking holidays or whatever. Mm. And fuck the holidays, by the way.
It's been established. We hate it.
Well, I'm saying it again so everybody fucking knows.
I'm with you, man. Fuck the holidays.
Fuck the holidays. But I was driving home, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go down this way instead of going up the way that I came because it'll be faster and easier on my car, mm-hmm. and I know the route.
Right.
I fucked up, and there was like a million cars piled up. Like, ooh. There was a huge accident up ahead. They were doing fucking road work.
Oh, my God.
It was a nightmare. Like, it was like, we were sitting there for so long, people were getting out of their cars and fucking like having a party.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they were having a fucking party just waiting around. So I'm like, fuck it. I finally get to a point where I can take a detour.
Mm-hmm.
And I take the detour and fucking, we're going through like Desert Center and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that's at, right?
No.
It's out in the middle of fuck all nowhere.
Yes. This is where we should
and
be.
And I'm driving along and my sister's in the car and there's a guy like taking a piss, like with his truck door open. And I just fucking roll down the window next to my sister and I yell out, hey, nice dick, and fucking just fly, just fly it fucking like 80 miles an hour down the road.
Hell yeah, man. Did he turn around and freak out?
I saw him in the rearview mirror. He was like, what the fuck?
You think
he was just shaking his head.
You think he blushed a little bit?
I don't know, maybe. Nah, he was probably like, I'm not gay.
I'm not gay.
I'm not fucking gay, dude. I swear to God, I'm not fucking gay. He was looking at my dick. I'm not fucking gay.
Goes from pissing to immediately getting it hard and fucking a flashlight to prove to himself.
Yeah, I just have sex toys in the car like that because mm-hmm. I'm like freaky or whatever.
He says the name like, Kate Upton, but he thinks of Harry Styles.
Yeah,
that is literally the chorus.
And then he gets confused
and
thinks
song.
Harry Potter.
Right, because he's also a pedophile.
Yeah, he likes children, I guess.
California dreaming.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Just a what? Perfect. Just we already quick. Know. See, it's almost it's better that way than going letting it ride out.
Yeah, just a quick little.
Unless you say it was something real cool.
Yeah.
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 Like fuck women.
Like Hitler was right.
Sorry. I'm sorry. This is the wrong crowd. I can't say kill Hitler because you'd be upset with me.
Yeah, dude. He's like my idol or whatever.
You like him. You like him. I've heard this.
No.
You have him on your wall.
No. I don't like, have a giant like, Hitler poster like, that says I love you, Pookie, on it.
It's like childish.
Written in pink Gambino. Markers.
Like District of Columbia shit on your wall, whatever the fuck it is.
It's like an autographed photo of Hitler.
No, you literally have it on there. It's like, what is it? Fucking District of Columbia. It's the black people in black and white on the portrait.
Oh, the one above my desk?
Yeah, but it has Hitler in there. No, yeah, not above, yeah, not above tiny... your desk, above the couch, you fuck.
Above. Are you talking about the fucking...
The one above your desk should be Hitler.
How funny would it be if I, like, commissioned that artist to do a portrait of Hitler?
Dude.
And then donate it somewhere? Donate it to, like, some museum or something? Be like, this is an authentic World War II portrait.
We get that and the pre-9/11 Twin Towers and put it in the studio. Do both of them.
Dude, it would be fucking hilarious to have both of those in the fucking studio.
That I want at least one. You know, I do like the Ferrari, but Christ, or the Lamborghini, whatever the fuck it is. I'm staring at the bitch, thank you.
Yeah.
The woman in the car.
Your brother was mad dogging that fucking poster.
He was mad dogging my balls last episode.
He was being sus as fuck.
Yeah.
We need to fucking get some lead pipes and beat the fuck out of him. Break his goddamn legs.
I think he said, it's funny when you laugh because I can see your left testicle bounce up and down.
I can see your... Is that why you didn't want to post that episode?
No, I thought that was funny. I had other beef with that episode. But that was gay.
Yeah.
That's the point.
He's looking at your nuts the whole time.
Yeah, I mean they were highlighted in blue because of my underwear, but like Jesus, man.
Yeah, but it's your fucking fault for not wearing like jeans without.
I fully admit it, but guess who's gay for looking? Everyone for looking.
Him.
He
pointed it out, and then I looked, and then I got converted to the Christ of gay, or the Catholic Church of gay.
It's like those meninists that are like, if I bend my ass over at a party and I expect no one to fuck me and I get raped, is that my fault? Yes. Yes, it's my fault.
Speaking of that, did you see the fucking, there's a lady that goes around, she's like, after one margarita. Like, her whole spiel is like, after one margarita, after two margaritas, she will show you her anus.
No.
It's fucking hilarious. And then, like, the crowd's, like, around her in a big circle, and they're like, yeah!
After three margaritas, she will take your penis and put it in her mouth.
The crowd's just like, yeah!
After four margaritas. She will take your penis and ram it up her anus.
Damn. Should we elect her? President?
And then the crowd just fucking goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just run. She should run for something.
Dude, right?
She has charisma.
I would vote. I would begin to start voting.
Yeah.
If, like, you know, if, like, guys like Vermin Supreme or that lady were on the fucking ballot, I'd be like, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You know what the first thing that was said when it became the new year? I'm like, it's the election year. It's the election year. Guess what? Impeding.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. Well, how about you say something instead of push buttons?
I am saying things, and you know what I will say?
What?
After four margaritas, I'm going to take your penis and ram it up your own anus.
There you go.
Bitch.
Yeah, what? You have a dirty margarita or like a dirty martini? Mm. Margaritas are kind of a gay drink. You can't be drinking that. She drinks margaritas. Yeah. You drink rum and coke because you're sophisticated.
I'll take the coke and leave. I'll take the coke and leave.
Oh, the coke. Yeah. Oh, because you're right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of bar culture,
take the fucking hit.
have you heard this thing where, speaking of bars, have you heard this thing where it's like, if a man walks into a bar with a bunch of dollar bills and $100 bills like falling out of his pockets, and someone takes that money, who would be responsible for that? In comparison to a woman going to a bar with, like, a bra on, basically. This is the difference.
Wait, what is are you talking about theft or rape?
This is their argument. It's both, you fuck. It's a comparison.
If you, like, stole money from, like, a woman?
Mm-hmm. No. Fuck.
Where are you going here with this?
They're justifying raping women at bars because they're like, if a man had money out and someone took it, it'd be his fault.
Oh,
right.
It's like a compare. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's only one similarity.
I mean, it's his fucking fault for not like having a wallet.
Right. Yeah. Here's the thing.
I mean, I have a wallet. Do you have a wallet?
I have a Ridge wallet. But here's the thing. With those two scenarios, they have one similarity. In that the guy
doing the aggressive thing in both stories, or they're like really cool.
So the boys always win.
Yeah.
Is what you're getting at.
The guy who steals, the guy who rapes.
So you're a rape advocate?
I'm a cool guy advocate. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Just wanted
to make sure you weren't like some sort of like sus character that I have hanging around that's like into the weird freako shit.
You know who is a rape advocate?
Here we go.
The frats.
Yes.
The frats.
Fucking frats are, dude, every time I've fucking been around frat bros, I feel like I'm going to get raped.
Dude, for real. Fucking wild, dude.
Like, they're fun to be hanging out with sometimes, but then it's like, okay, they're going to fuck my ass. They're going to roofie me and fuck my ass. Or
yeah, I don't think you're ugly enough, to be honest. They like to fuck the ugly bitches because no one will. See, they're very methodical. That's why you have to almost kind of a little bit respect them. Because they'll roofie the ugly bitch, fuck her brains out. They'll all fuck her to death.
No, they don't care. They're fucking animals.
And then when she speaks up about it, they're like, no one would fuck you. No, I wouldn't even rape you.
Listen, nobody would fuck you, bitch.
That was a take in the court.
Hey, Chaz, would you fuck this bitch over here?
Nah, fuck that, Tony. She's a dog. She's a fucking hog.
We're doing Italian fucking frat boys. Hey, would you fuck this broad, Tony?
Italian.
Would you drug and rape this fucking broad and rape her and drug her again? And do it like four more times just as a funny little thing? A funny,
drunk,
silly...
drunk frat boy Italians in a courtroom defending their honor as rapists. Yeah, I think that's what we did.
Your Honor, yes, I did drug and rape that bitch. Would I do it again? Probably. And I bet you would too, Your Honor. The judge is just like, no, I wouldn't. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, I'm not, you fucking garlic monkey. Shut the fuck up,
you lasagna slinging son of a bitch.
You wop ass bitch.
Listen here, Mario and Luigi.
Yeah. You fucking pepperoni sucking fag.
Hey, listen up, you paisano.
Dude, the Papa Murphy's, the name of their appetizer is literally a slur for Italian people.
Oh, yeah, the garlic monkey bread?
Yeah! The garlic monkey bread. Come here, little fucking garlic monkey. Hey, give me the appetizer.
Let me get over here and suck my nuts. I'm hungry. I need to get over here and suck my nuts.
You pot of sauce looking fucker.
You little fucking basket of fucking delicious garlic covered bread.
You oily mother sexy bitch.
That's how I'm going to talk to your mother tonight. I'm going to whisper shit like that in her ear. Come here, baby. Come here, you beautiful pasta, lasagna, linguine.
You know what I'm going to say when I
come woo here, you big old jar of meatballs.
You know when I woo your mother, you know what I'm going to say? Ew, bro, get the fuck out of my car.
Ew, you drunk fucking whore.
You smell like shit.
No wonder why he left your ass.
Oh, my God. He left to go to college and be a frat boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's Irish.
He's like, I got other bitches that go with drug and rape and murder and kill and
he's an Irish
stick lasagna in the assholes.
He's an Irish guy who just watched The Irishman.
Yeah, he's an Irish guy.
He's Italian. He sounds retarded.
Yeah, he's an Irishman who just watched all of Sopranos.
Yes.
He's seen every episode of The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. And now he's like, hey, where's the freaking gabagool, huh?
Yeah, he would watch the rape scenes and be like, I don't know why this is so dramatic. This is my life. And then he'd crack a beer open.
He's like, why were people disgusted by these scenes in this show? This is what my everyday activity.
Pasta Pussy Pumpin'. The name of the episode.
Yeah.
Pasta Pussy Pumpin'.
Hey, paisano.
Paisano. Yep. Welcome to New York, Mr. Paisano.
Hey, can I get some linguine on my peony?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, what's up, dude?
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, dog, that's what's up.
When you want me to do a audio meme, when you realize you have nothing to say for the next 20 minutes, just...
You just sucked the I don't know why you
suck it up.
It's like a primal urge that you have to just like stick that thing in your mouth
because it sounds fucking cool.
You just like sucking dick. You're the gay one.
No.
Look, I might look like the gay vampire half the time, but
that's true.
You're the gay one.
I'm not the gay one. We've proven that I'm not the gay one. With hard science. I've written papers on it.
You've written articles on...
Been fucked in my ass 7 times, but I'm still straight! Yeah!
Wait.
I'm still a faggot.
Oh! Let's fucking go.
Oh.
Damn, your brother's retarded.
He really left his cool shoes.
He really did just leave some Ed Hardy fucking shoes at your house.
Dude, he's wild, man. He doesn't give a shit.
He's a fucking dumbass.
You know what? He actually packed your sleeping bag really nice.
Yeah, he better have.
It's in the car.
I'll fucking kill him.
I thought I was going to have to come home and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? When is Russia going to nuke Ukraine? Because I'm getting kind of bored.
No, dude. I don't fucking care.
No, I'm bored.
I'm bored. Dog, I'm fucking bored.
I'm fucking bored.
I'm bored
as hell.
What's
in the news that's like explosive right now?
Did
a trans person.
Well, there was that whole
baby?
Fucking thing where the guy was having sex and like the what was it? The senator.
We know him. We saw him at the fucking New Year's party last night in the photos.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What the fuck is his name? He's Jewish, buff. He was in there. He sucked him off. Sat in a hearing room.
That's crazy.
We're starting beef with everybody.
Hey, where's that guy at that was getting his ass fucked in the Senate room?
It was two dudes.
Let's call him up.
It was two dudes. The Jewish friend at a party and your mother. They had gay sex in the Senate room.
I don't know what I did with my phone. I was going to try to call that guy up.
But what? The guy we're talking about?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it'd be funny.
You're not allowed to call him in this house.
Was he banned? Was he 86?
No, because I'm going to like tell him off.
Nah.
Like, don't you ever fucking give me advice on anything ever again, you fucking cocksucker. You bitch. I'm talking directly to you
this
now.
This entire show is just you having beef with people and we're airing it live.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know what? Fuck this guy.
I love that. I love that you're just like, fuck you, and fuck your mama, and fuck your daddy, too.
You know, if he ever gets wind of this, he'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, he'll find out, and he'll be like, but guys, I'm not
Should
gay.
We tell my roommate about the podcast so she can air out my beef to everybody because she's a blabbermouth?
I mean, sure. You know, it's a free promotion or whatever, I guess.
Dude, yeah, we tell her we'll have 1,000 listeners by the end of the month.
Listen, I need you to go out and tell the world about all the things that I do on this show.
Yeah.
We're going to get some real cool-ass motherfuckers on this show, I swear to God.
I'm talking Ray Kump. I'm talking about
the... Oh, you're just going to name drop?
I like Ray Kump. Go listen to Ray Kump, everybody. He's my favorite comedian.
Damn.
I am not.
I was going to try to keep it like, you know, secretive.
He is my favorite comedian. And if he ever listens to this, I want him to know that I will suck his balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we do that like
Raymond
live?
Chandler.
We'll get like, we'll set up the Patreon and everything.
Oh my God.
And then like, we'll have like a 10 second clip of you sucking his dick.
Yeah.
And stroking the shaft. And hey, you'll have to buy it for like $30.
Mm.
It's not cheap.
No.
In fact, you know what? I'm raising it up. It's just as expensive as...
$30 is so expensive.
Yeah. Fuck that. I'm raising it up. It's as much as a UFC pay-per-view.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually want to fuck Ray Kump. I want to ask him about the economy.
And if you're a tier 3 Patreon subscriber, you get fucking physical copies.
Ooh, of every episode.
And a t-shirt.
And some
with
mugs.
A frame of you with a cock in your mouth.
This is proof that the entire economy is fake, by the way, when everyone just sells each other shirts and mugs.
Yeah, isn't it fucking stupid?
Oh, this guy will be home. He's so talented, but he'd be homeless without this contribution. Here, give you this. Give me a mug.
And here's a t-shirt with a guy sucking a dick on it because it's funny.
I'd actually buy that. Now you're just selling out
a
good idea.
See, I'm selling you shit.
Yeah, we've grown up here.
Oh, listen. My daddy always told me I should have gone into sales. Instead.
Really bad idea.
Instead, motherfucker, I'm sitting here eating grapes and jerking off.
You are in sales. You're selling yourself to Satan.
You know, I guess I didn't let my daddy down then.
That's true. You never let him down. Except when you let him down the stairs so you could kill him.
Yeah. I said, yo, no, go first. Go first,
go
father.
First,
go first. Father. And then I pull out a fucking Glock and just blow him away. Just fucking kill my father on the steps of the courthouse.
Yeah. Yes, father, we are going to spit roast that bitch we found in Boston. Keep going. And then just bam! Yeah. You should have done that in Boston. You and your father have an intergenerational sandwich.
No.
Why not? It would be funny. Do it for the show. How far can we take that? Do it for the show.
Yeah, that's the whole, like, do it for the show, dude. It's for the show. It's for the people. It's for the audience.
Yeah.
You have to do it because they're starving for more.
Yeah. How far can we take that? I mean, like, you know that there's a ton of straight guys in gay porn, right? That's, like, kind of a known thing.
Yeah.
Could we take it that far where it's like, yeah, let's ironically do gay porn, but it's
dude,
but
how funny
show.
Would it be if we made gay fucking porn? And everybody thought it was funny.
It's not a bad idea.
How fucking funny would that be?
It's not a bad idea. Damn, these guys are real whores for views. Fucking each other like fags for the dollar.
Hey, whoa. Back it up. We use the term homosexual in this house. You fucking faggot.
God damn. I just got out faggoted. Faggoty, raggedy, aggedy, Andy.
Faggoty Ann? Faggoty Ann, and it's just
I know a rich bitch named Faggoty Ann.
No, listen, I'm going somewhere with this. Faggoty Ann, and it's just like it's like,
here we go.
And it's like RuPaul in like the new in like Annie, the movie. Little Orphan Annie.
Oh, Little Orphan Annie.
Instead of a little girl, it's RuPaul.
Holy shit. As a full grown like gay person.
Yeah, dude, that'd be awesome.
Wow. I don't know. Are they trans? What's the deal?
No, just a full grown like man.
Man.
As like Little Orphan Annie.
Oh, sorry. Boop. Yeah, I would love
to see
that.
It's funny you do that because you know we have that.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's a full grown and then, you know, full grown shit. Damn, I can't believe I said that.
I can't believe that's crazy.
Fuck.
I can't believe that I have a button that I press, like, so
funny.
You could pause.
Here's something that we can do in today's culture. I will look at my cock right now and be like, I don't know if I'm a man. I don't know. I'm staring at my balls.
I can unzip
right now.
My pants and just go, I can't define this.
This used to be certainty.
I can't define it or describe it. Right. I don't know what it is. It's something of an it.
It's soft.
It's something of
but
a
hard.
A she it.
It's...
I shit my pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shit my pants.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, like recently? I'm serious. I shit my pants just now.
Fuck. Well, you're on the right couch to do it.
Yeah. No, like for real. Can you like go get the wipes?
I believe you. I'm waiting.
Will
you
wipe
you
my
do
ass?
No. No.
Please.
No.
Please, dude. I need you to fucking wipe my ass.
I had such little energy. I couldn't even go down the garage to get my headset. And you want me to spray?
I know. I have to do everything for you.
Your jungle type.
I need you to do
ass.
Something for me for once. I need you to fucking spread my ass cheeks and wipe. And it's not gay because we're doing it for the show.
Your ass is so fucked. It has biodiversity.
Got a jungle
it's a
down
biome.
There. You look between my ass cheeks, there's like tiny little chimps running around in the forest.
Yeah, dude. They're like little societies.
They go to war with each other. There's the like the troop on the left cheek and the troop on the right cheek. One's bigger than the other and more powerful, but the other ones are smarter.
Right. The Neanderthals and the humans.
No, they're like chimps. They're
no,
like,
I know, but this is the power dynamic we're discussing.
Neanderthals weren't stupid, dude. If anything, you're stupid.
No, no. I know that the world is flat. Thank you.
No, it's hollow.
It's concave?
It's hollow.
What about concave?
No, it's a sphere, but it's hollow, you dumbass.
Wow. Shit.
There's a fucking biodiverse ecosystem on the inside of the earth.
So can I put the soft tissue of my groin through it and, quote, fuck it? Can I fuck the earth? Should we go fuck the earth right now?
Just dig a hole in the yard?
Throw the 100% recycled plastic bottle in the trash can. But after coming in it.
That would be pretty fucking sick. You know, I'd watch that.
Let's get a hole digger, a.k.a. a shovel. in layman's terms.
A hole digger. And fuck you couldn't find the fucking, you know, the term for a shovel. You couldn't find the name of the shovel.
I was looking for the name post digger.
You said hole digger, and then you said shovel.
I know.
I mean,
the
they do do that, but...
A post digger, like you pinch...
No, I know what you're talking about. It looks like a big-ass pair of pliers.
Yeah, but then you could, like, stick your dick in the hole, and then, like...
Right what if you just, like, use the post digger on your dick? Just fucking cramp...
Pinch the
foreskin clamp it
off?
Down on your dick.
God, I wish I had my foreskin, man. So I could pinch it off with a post digger, and then fuck the earth.
So I could, like... You know, pull it over the tip.
So we could prove that.
Pull it over my urethra and then take like a rubber band and tie it around the end and then pee in it so it fills up like a water balloon.
I smell a product. I smell merch.
Foreskin water balloon. Buy it now.
What's that website called where you like look up kind of basic tutorials how to do shit? They have their little picture animation.
YouTube?
No. It's a website. It's like what old people go on.
I don't know. Fucking DIY crafts. Fucking crafty bullshit. Fucking, no, I don't know.
It's like an animated portrait, and then it goes down.
BuzzFeed?
Whatever. Yes, it's BuzzFeed. Yeah. I want to see a BuzzFeed article how to do that, but on a shirt.
Just a whole BuzzFeed article?
Like step one. Like, you know, it's like a diagram of how to do this with your own foreskin.
I need somebody to make these shirts for me right now. And then so I could flip them for a profit and, like, you know, be able to pay my rent.
Mm. Yeah.
Javen, get on that shit.
Fifth step is if you don't have a foreskin, fuck you.
I'm not pressing that button.
Fuck you. Why not? It was... Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Rhymes with dyke. Which is also a no-no word.
It's like. The word is like.
It's kiki. Do you love me? Will you
1700
suck me
to solve. The word is like.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like, but the word was actually.
Fuck.
Damn, dude.
That's not
fuck.
Even the word
I wasn't even
about.
Trying to like think of that, anything related to that.
I was
That's
thinking...
crazy that, you know. Fucking, you know, the Wheel of Fortune's got me fucking saying shit like that.
That's not even the word I was thinking of. You know what the word I was thinking of? Fourth Reich.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just fucking mutes your mic.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah, I just. I just mute your mic and I fucking hit you with mine.
Yeah. You're just like. Bonk.
Yeah, you just hear me shut your mic off and then just a scream and a thud.
Mm. This could be done.
Just fucking.
Like fucking goddamn. I bet that sounded awesome. Fuck, my balls itch. Sorry.
And you're scratching them in front of me?
I'm sorry. I'm not going to just. Oh,
what the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Listen, man. I'm fucking one of the realest dudes alive. Kiki, will you itch my balls?
Not for free.
I have $7.
Will $7 get me a pizza?
Will $7... Welcome to this game show. Will $7 get me a blowjob and a pizza?
Can I get my dick sucked for $7 and also get a pizza for $7? Let's find out on The Price is Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to The Price is Right. Yeah. We'll find out if the value of a blowjob is equal to that of a $7 pizza.
Welcome to the spin-off.
Oh, the answer is no. A blowjob is $20 and a pizza is $70.
Welcome to the spin-off of The Price is Right. Is are we fucked? Which is worth more money? A
the answer
job
is yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember the BK song ad?
BK, you're fucking gay.
No. It was that exactly. But it was just like, I got my dick sucked for only $10.
BK,
BK,
you're fucking gay. Have it, you're gay.
Have it,
you're gay.
Have it, you're gay.
BK.
They had a bottom menu. They had a top and a bottom menu.
Oh, yeah,
that
was
that?
Fucking stupid. The
like,
buns.
Yeah.
The fucking buns.
Do you get fucked in your ass? You're going to love this burger. What? And yogurt?
Is this what being progressive is?
I think progressive is siding with Hitler.
I thought it was car insurance.
The Fourth Reich is progressive. Boom, ding, 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 ding. Whatever the fuck that jingle is for progressive insurance. Yes. Hi, flow with progressive.
Do you remember the McDonald's fucking...
Like, do you remember how cool the Third Reich was? Buy our shitty insurance and we won't even cover you. When you hit the black kid.
Whoa. You're out there hitting kids of a certain minority? That's fucked up. And you're going to federal prison for that.
We're progressive.
We also found out that you fucked up your taxes last year. So we're adding that onto your sentence.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for corporal punishment by insurance companies. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, like a good narc, State Farm is there.
To throw you in camps and pull out your hair. Oh, you don't have a comeback for that one?
I'm thinking.
You got to
No, shut the fuck up. And then you pull the ramps out of the train and give you a scare.
Fuck. I don't know what to do. I better go to the fair.
I'm on my period and my tummy is... Fuck, I lost it.
I'm on my period and my tummy is rumbly. It might be that tomato sauce I froze and put up my bummy.
God damn it.
Did you hear about that?
No, what happened?
There's like people like...
There's a movement.
There's like people like trying to like have... like trans people, I guess. I found out about this the other night.
Don't say what you're going to say because I already know where this is going and it's bad.
You finish it then.
So trans, I also read the article. So trans people have been freezing tomato sauce and putting it in their vagina and then leaking tomato shit.
Their neo boy pussy.
Is that it? That was it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
I didn't even read the article.
You know what they say? Man that goes to sleep with itchy butthole wakes up with stinky finger.
God, that's so true. That's so true. Where'd you get that, Marx?
Yeah.
Fuck. Marx was into trans people, right?
He was into like trains, I think.
Yeah, Marx wasn't into fake things that swept up the country, right?
I think he was into like
this is getting problematic.
He was into controlling the flow of commerce and the railway systems or whatever.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I mean, God, is religion an opiate for the masses?
Dude, we're lost.
I'm lost.
Boo 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 boo. Bop 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 bop.
Maybe you're lost. I can help you find your way.
Bom, 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 bom,
you tell me
bom,
that you're gay.
Bom, 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 bom,
I will bom, let myself have it my way.
Bom, 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 bom,
rape is bom, the theme bom, of today. Everybody knows I'm fake.
Pasta linguine in my ass. Leaking out my fucking hole. Rub it on the grass. Yeah, I'm gay.
People are putting SpaghettiOs in their ass to fake periods.
People are opening entire cans of SpaghettiOs in the middle of Walmart and putting it in their ass.
Oh, fuck.
Now we wonder why. I don't know.
Have you ever had can? You know, like the Chef Boyardee mac and cheese in a can?
No.
Dude.
Is it good?
It's so fucking good.
You're lying to me right now, so I go out to the store.
No, it's
listen, you're doing fucking like terrible fucking like evil propaganda marketing to me right now. You're trying to get me to go out to the fucking store right now and buy a can of fucking macaroni.
This episode was sponsored by fucking Ratatouille and Gustavo, where the fuck that fat Italian fuck's name is.
And fucking
he got so they could sell his ass to America.
And whatever the fuck his name was, Tortellini during World War II.
Remy the Rat was in World War II?
Yeah, bro, has seen some shit.
he was
shell shocked.
Cholera?
He came back. He was shell shocked. Killed a man in a market. Dude,
was Remy the Rat in Ratatouille's great 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 grandfather in the trenches of World War I?
Probably.
Like biting people and giving him trench foot.
Probably.
Dude, I fucking love.
Dude, the beginning of that movie is like fucking. He is in World War II. He's like running around, fucking trying not to get shot.
Oh my
lady.
God, that's true.
She's like, get the fuck out of my house.
It immediately broke the suspension of disbelief because I know Italians don't have guns. Or the French, sorry. It's the French country.
Yeah, it broke my immersion into the movie.
Yeah, because the French don't have guns.
The whatever people of that European area have guns.
I got it. The French don't have guns. They have rights. Everybody clap. I'm a genius. Okay, thank you. I knew it was going to end with that one.
Yeah.
I knew that one. Just kidding. It's fine that you own an LMG. It's okay.
It's fine. Self-defense. It's okay that you have a fucking like a 45,000 round shotgun that you can kill somebody with.
One person. Burglary. Right?
Yeah. It's self-defense.
It's self-defense. I have a suicide vest on. I'm going to kill myself for Jesus in self-defense.
Listen, I have a bomb strapped to my chest, and I will press the button, and it will kill one person, me.
Wow. Thank Christ you're not brown, or else they'd call you a terrorist, huh?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But then they'd find out that I'm actually a hero.
Because you killed Nancy Pelosi. Well, in a world where Nancy Pelosi was fucked to death in a tree.
In a world where we have pasta linguine leaking out of our buttholes, and it's delicious. Hey, Morty, do you want to eat this pasta sauce that I found, Morty?
Dude, that episode is so fucking good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
They were like, damn, this fucking butthole pasta's good. They're like,
I'll be honest, nothing tastes better than a cold, hard hit of nihilism.
Yeah.
Right at the end of your day.
Yep.
It's real good. I feel like we've been doing this for like 40 hours, right?
What?
I'm late for work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to go to
okay,
work. And
fuck.
You got to go to work and do whatever it is, like jerking off in other people's homes or whatever the fuck you do. We're at the like 45-minute mark, 46-minute mark.
Let's give the people a 10-minute episode for New Year's. Because we gave him a special on Christmas. Let's give him 10 minutes.
It's just us fucking, like, farting into the mics.
Yeah, like the most disrespectful episode to start off the year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Tomato sauce in your ass. God damn it. I know that's just bait. I know it's there.
I have no idea, and I don't care.
They say that to make you feel insane.
I don't know. I don't care. I'm going to continue jerking off to my fucking pasta linguine and mind my own business.
Who's done it? But they write about it to make you feel insane.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just trying. The world's over. Listen, I'm just trying to weaponize my own autism.
Yeah.
Through the power of the people.
The whole country is just trying to utilize their autism to make fucking money.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all we
Everyone is autistic. Everyone's autistic. It's real. Watch TikTok. Buy the shoes. You're a retard.
Yeah, buy those Ed Hardy shoes. Jerk off into the shoe. Do whatever you got. Have fun.
Take pride that you're a retard.
Yeah, take pride you're a retard. And with that note, I think that's it.
I think we're finding our stride here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Take pride that you're a retard.
Take pride that you're a retard, you they fucking dirty with piece of shit, bunk-ass motherfucking
dude.
Son of a and you fucking piece of motherfucking goddamn.
What if they replaced the American flag's design with, like, a gay guy and a Snapchat filter? And it's vertical like a phone? Dude, the Vexology subreddit would go bananas.
It would go apeshit.
It
Like, what the fuck is this abomination?
What have they done to our beautiful Statue of Liberty?
And then someone's like, look at his balls. They're symmetrical on the flag. End it. No, I'm kidding. Do you want to end it on something?
Yeah.
End it on a light note. Give us hope for the future, Keegan.
Jesus is coming back.
Really?
Yeah. Someday. But I don't know when.
Right.
But I know he's coming back.
Yeah.
I know he texted me and was like, I'm coming back, dog. And I was like, all right, for sure. Just like, let me know when you're in town. And then it...
Because he's cool with the new generation.
That's been, like 2,000 years?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But he's bringing presents.
Anyways, fuck that guy. He owes me money.